Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, the magical crab, and someone who is simply irresistible, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. This is my movie. I am the magical crab. I'm glad that I'm finally getting my recognition. It's been way too long. It's been absolutely revolting that you have not paid me my dues.
We're about to pay you your dues this episode, let me tell you.
Thank you. This was magical. This was mystical. The crab's work is important yet mysterious.
Are you quoting Severance right now?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This movie, so we are covering the 1999 rom-com starring Sarah Michelle Gellar, Simply Irresistible. I don't know how this came up. I feel like it was one of those things where it was like we were looking for movies that starred people that were in a show we were covering.
Yes, that is true. Yes.
Because later this month we are going to be covering, we're going to do a little bit of a, what is it, reversal, where you're going to watch a movie and do a presentation for me.
Yes. I have, by the way, the update on that is that I'm in the process of creating a map for you.
A map. Okay, yeah. I couldn't be more excited about this, but that's not what we're doing today. No. We are going to be doing that. But anyway, we're covering a Carrie Russell movie. So on the opposite side of that, for our other
movie
bonus,
that Carrie Russell's in. Carrie
Russell is in the movie. So we wanted to cover a movie that also starred someone from Buffy, hence why we were talking about Simply Irresistible today, the 1999 rom-com. This movie is fucking insane. Like, I don't know any other way to put this for people.
Yeah.
There are so many times in this movie where I was like, this can't be happening. Like, this can't be real.
This can't be real. I mean, none of it is real. This is a movie. As much as I would like to say that magic crabs are real and maybe leprechauns, I'm not quite sure, we'll get there, but it's not real, but it is a movie that has been made. And I think, like, the only thing that I can explain how this happened was, I believe that the director and the screenwriter are married.
Oh, it all makes sense now. I don't know how Sarah Michelle Gellar got involved in this, because this poor girl, she was too busy kicking butt on Buffy. She didn't need to be doing this.
No, but I think I understand, if you are like an it girl of the 90s, you have your producers and they're like, you need to be, because back in the day, TV was a joke and you were not a serious actress unless you were in movies. So
movies,
I can,
were where it was at.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sarah Michelle Gellar's manager. You're nothing, Sarah Michelle Gellar. You're nothing unless you join a movie. And what is like a young woman supposed to do but be in a rom-com? You know, Julia Roberts was a star and she specialized in rom-coms. If you ever want to be like Julia Roberts, you're going to have to be in a rom-com. So here we go. This is why we're in a rom-com, but it is bonkers. And like, this movie was literally as if like an alien from a separate planet was like, I know, I'm going to make a movie for humans. And the alien won't know anything about us. Created this movie and here we are, but it is magical, I guess, because
let me set this up for people, because maybe someone's listening to this podcast, they haven't watched the movie. It is available on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it. Hour and a half long, so we love that runtime. But here, let me set up the premise of this movie. So we have Amanda, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar. She is a struggling chef who's running her dead mother's restaurant, in New York City.
In New York City with her aunt. So we have, and she's like a little klutzy. So like classic rom-com, we're in a city, a big city, New York especially.
Yes.
And we have a klutzy girl who is struggling.
In a financial pit, yeah. And she's not a great chef is the other thing. It's like of note, right? Mm-hmm. So we start off the whole movie in this like little market area, and she knows
a farmer's market. I'm pretty sure that this is Madison Square Park's farmer's market, if I had to guess.
Okay.
Looks a little familiar.
She's doing her local shopping, you know, her day to day, whatever. We get word that
Union Square, maybe. Okay. Anyway,
Union Square for all you New Yorkers. And she gets word that sounds like her aunt's wanting to close up shop, get rid of the restaurant because they're struggling so much. But at this market, she stumbles into this random vendor who's like, buy these crabs. Please buy these crabs. Now, I don't know about you, Sarah, but if some rando came up to me with a bucket full of crabs and was like, here, buy these crabs, I wouldn't be like, sure, I don't know what I'll make with them, but let me take these live crabs off your hands.
She kind of got, she said no. She said multiple times, and this man does not know that no means no. So he basically, like, I don't know how it happened, but it's kind of funny because she has like $59 to her name and she spends all of that on the crabs.
It turns out it's a good investment, but it's a ridiculous investment because one of these crabs escapes from his little crab bucket and perks himself up on the shelf. And he is not just any crab. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
He's fucking magical.
Magical. The most magical crab. Do you think that, okay, so I'm trying to remember, his name was like, Gene O'Reilly. This man has to be a leprechaun, right?
Okay, you're talking about the crab sales guy. The
crab sales guy, because he comes around. I think he was a leprechaun in my head because his name is O'Reilly and that's very Irish.
And wow, Sarah. Wow. All the Irish people are going to be coming for us.
And then he like pops in, he pops out. What do you think that he was? Do you think
angel? Yeah, I thought he was more in the vein of like a fairy godfather
who specializes in crabs.
I guess so. He just has a crab guy. You know, he's like that New Yorker guy who has a guy for everything. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, you know what? Today I'm gonna do my little Godfather magic with crabs. And he's just like, you know, and he's just like, that's how he does it.
Yeah. Do you not have an Irish accent? Because I could have.
I could have sworn.
In my mind, he did. And he's very specific about what kind of crabs these are. These are peaky toes. Do you think that you've ever had a peaky toes crab?
I have no idea. Like, I've had crab in my life, but I've not, like, I generally am not asking, like, and what species of crab is this?
No. What do you think of crab
in general? I like crab. But I definitely am of the mindset that like it is a lot of work for very little meat. So if I'm going to eat crab, I prefer to like, you know, if I'm eating like sushi, have like crab sushi roll sort of thing versus like have to shell the thing, you know?
I do think that crab is tastier than lobster. I think that lobster is overrated.
I agree with that.
My husband loves crab.
I've never met a person that loves crab as much as Adam loves crab. Like he truly loves
crab.
I've heard him on, it has to be over 5 to 10 podcasts talking about how much he adores crab. Mm-hmm. Now, question, does he eat sushi?
No, he doesn't like sushi.
Interesting. Because I feel like that might be, if you ever were like wanting to dabble in sushi and like wanted to get him to try it, that's probably the move is to get him to eat a crab roll.
It's artificial crab. It's not even
real crab. Can get ones with real crab.
Mm, okay.
I mean, maybe not in Indiana. Like you can get them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Indiana. Yeah. I like crabs. I respect crabs. I especially like magical crabs.
Yeah.
But
so this magical crab, right? Like he's chilling on the shelf. He's just doing his crabby thing on the shelf. And suddenly, out of nowhere, Amanda, aka Sarah Michelle Gellar, can like cook. And it's not just that she can cook. It's almost that like whatever she's making will then inhabit the emotions that she's feeling at the time that she makes it.
Wow. Is that what it was?
See, the fact that you didn't pick that up is just proves how stupid and ridiculous this movie is. Yes, because what happens is at the same time she meets Tom, played by Sean Patrick Flannery. I didn't recognize him. In fact, I just didn't feel the chemistry between them at all, but like whatever. She meets him and he is rich guy, rich man. He's opening up. This is the idea, Sarah. This is ridiculous. Mm. He owns is he a manager of a department store? He owns a department store.
Okay. Do you even know what Henry Bendel is?
Of course not. No.
Oh, it was okay. Well, Henry Bendel.
Is it like a Macy's?
No. No, Henry Bendel was like an accessories store. So like they sold bags and they sold clothing and jewelry.
Macy's.
But like it wasn't like that.
Higher scale, like fancier. Yeah,
it has closed. And I've been in that Henry Bendel that was in the
on Fifth Avenue. Movie.
Yeah, I was there, but it's since closed. Well,
you want to know the reason it probably closed, Sarah? Because they decided, let's open a fucking restaurant inside of our department store.
Yeah, but that kind of reminds me of the Macy's in New York City, because like the Macy's in Herald Square has that humongous like restaurant. Well, it does have a restaurant, but it has like that really good cafeteria downstairs. And I used to get their vegetarian chili all the time, and that was very good.
Okay.
Anyway,
this is his idea, is that he is going to like open a new restaurant inside of this store, and he bumps into Amanda while he's already dating Amanda Pete, who is playing some like stuck up rich girl in this movie.
Yes.
They've only been on a few dates.
Perfect hair.
Yes. Perfect hair. And like, I feel like we have, what's his name? Tom. Tom is the guy who only ever goes on 3 dates. After the 3rd date, in his mind, like the magic is gone, things sour, it never works out. And I just want to sit him down and be like, Tom, that's because you're afraid of commitment.
Yeah.
You're self-sabotaging.
It's so true. Did you see those charts that he had?
I mean, I do love a chart and like a PowerPoint presentation. Like he has the data.
He has a lot of data. It seems as though he's a real bachelor in New York City.
Yeah.
And he charts it. It's like you see all the time on TikTok how people do like, oh, my dating wrapped for the year. It was like
I love those.
Yeah, I do too. It was like that. But with charts, like with what are those? Like a graph chart, like the line chart with the boop, boop, boop.
I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it was very impressive. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, here we go. Hold on. Present. Let's present.
Ooh, we're going to, if you're watching us on YouTube, youtube.com/shit90spod.
Screen. What? Okay.
Come find us and you too can see
this chart. Okay. He is Henry Bendel, famous for their brown and white stripes, which is very different from black and white, a la Sephora. Look at him. He has a calendar, organization king. Okay. I'm going to skip. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So this is when he freaks out, basically, when his date, the girl that he's only been on three dates with, adds her calendar to his schedule, which is unhinged.
Remember, we've talked about this before.
We have talked about this before. Yes.
Yeah, because actually, I think, like, Adam, once again, he had a girl that he like dated a couple of times and she was like, can I join you? Or like, can we like have like a joint calendar? And I was like, that's fucking psychotic.
You can't have a joint calendar with a person, in my opinion, like until you either live together or like borderline live together.
Also, if you know Adam, he very much
doesn't even have a calendar.
He rejects calendars. But yeah, that was
must be his biggest ick of all time. Is to be asked to have a joint calendar with someone.
No, his biggest ick is that he hates the sound of apples.
Like, oh, I know this.
Cutting apples, biting into apples. So we can't really like have apples in the house. And it's that's my biggest ick with him, that he doesn't like it. I can have an apple, but then I have to like go into my office and like eat it in private. It's really annoying. Because he it like actually like makes him cringe. But anyway, the charts are charting, and he his dad is like I like lose feelings or interest after four dates.
Yes, which is,
synopsis is that I literally break down sometimes. like a robot. See, like magic crabs are honestly not supposed to say words. So that's why.
They're just supposed to vibe and wear hats and give magic to others.
Yeah. So the synopsis is that he has commitment issues, but
exactly. And but they meet each other at this like farmer's market, right? And then when he's supposed to be going to lunch with Amanda Peet, he ends up magically somehow at her restaurant.
Well, it's because the leprechaun is the cab driver and drives him.
The leprechaun slash godfather is the cab driver, drops him off there, and she's cooking for the two of them. And again, all of her like emotions go into the food. So not only does she make delicious dishes, but they evoke feelings in whomever eats them. So like she says, ugh, like this Amanda Peet, like look at how straight her hair is, like how perfect she is, look how rich she is. And basically Amanda Peet's character loses her freaking mind as she's eating this dish. She starts throwing plates. Like she's just like, I'm too good for you. Why am I with you?
I didn't understand that was going down. Honestly, I didn't understand much. And I watched this movie twice, which might be like two times too many.
I hope that so. I hope that someone is watching the YouTube video, because the face I just made upon hearing that you watched this not just once, but twice. Like, why did you let this movie hurt you twice?
Because I was trying to understand it. It's basically as confusing as the aforementioned Severance is. That is this movie. Like, you have to be on like a different planet intellectually to understand.
I don't think we need to compare this to Severance, because Severance is up here in terms of how complicated and complex it is. Simply Irresistible is down here because they're like magic crabs.
But that's tell me how and why.
I wish I could.
And I wish I can tell you what they're fucking doing on those computers all day. And I can't. And they're pretty much one and the same, if you ask me.
Oh my God.
The magic. I mean, like, the thing is like, just like Buffy, it's like sometimes the answer is just Hellmouth. And this is the answer is magic crab.
Also, can I just say, I often have the wiki pulled up like while we're talking, right? And even on the wiki that is supposed to know things, right, that we maybe missed, it says, for unclear reasons, Amanda begins cooking her feelings into her food and she miraculously becomes an impressive creative chef. Yeah, for unclear reasons. Exactly. Yeah.
We're not supposed to know. Okay. So I think that I knew that the food was magical, And I knew that, like, I thought that, like, maybe, like, it evoked true feelings. So then, like, Amanda Peet's character was like, I'm too good to be here. She lost me when we started throwing the plates. I felt like that was very rude. And also, they were just ordering stuff that's off the, like, off the menu.
Oh, they weren't even ordering off of the menu. Yeah, it was just like, whatever. I want this. I want this crazy crab Neapolitan thing that you just made up. Yeah. But it turns out it's really good. And so this Tom guy, like, basically can't stop thinking about Amanda, and she's attracted to him. And he says, like, listen, you need new plates. Like, you let me know, because my, you know, girlfriend just broke pretty much every plate you have. I am a manager at Henry Bendel, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
But this is the other thing, because you know, those plates cost like a dollar from Restaurant Depot. This bitch goes right to Henry Bendel and is like, I would like the $20 a plate china.
And not even just that. I don't even want a whole set. I know I want six of these. I want 20 of these, 20 of these, 20 of these. Like, she wants all these different things. And she knows what she's doing, because she is, like, dressing to impress when she goes there. Yeah. And she's talking to her sous chef, who I personally think was probably the best character in the movie.
Yeah, her bestie.
Nolan is his name.
Oh, who is – have we ever seen this man in anything ever?
He looked really familiar to me. His name is Lawrence Gillard Jr. Oh, that's why he looks familiar to me. He was in The Wire, and I did watch The Wire.
Don't know her.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of procedurals, but – he is like, I love this whole conversation where she's trying to decide what to wear and he's trying to help her. And he has this thing where he talks about how often men think of sex. And this is a very common 90s like thing in movies and television of like, how often do men think of sex? He says whenever a guy sticks his hand in his pocket, he's like, I don't know if he said he was like, they're thinking about sex
belt.
Or
touching his belt.
Touching his belt, that means he's thinking about sex.
How many times a day do you think about sex?
Not as many as he said.
not 283.
I don't think of anything 283 times a day. Truly. Like, that's so many times.
You don't think that you think about, like, your dogs 283 times a day?
Maybe, but like probably in a way of like, I better check on them. They better not be destroying anything. Yeah. Like that sort of way.
Kill my dog.
Look at her. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, look at Belle. Look at her.
Yeah, because she's like wiling out because she just got a bath. So she probably has to, I don't know.
Like, she got to run out those zoomies from the bathroom.
We might have to take an ad break so I can take her to the bathroom, actually.
Oh, do you want me to take an ad break?
Yeah.
Right back from this ad break. Definitely the ads are about crabs. Okay, bye.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this bitch picks out the fanciest fucking plates and from Henry Bendel. And she also brings special caramel eclairs. Now, the thing is, Sarah, she baked her love and her horniness for Tom into the eclairs.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
She's a dessert girl. That's the thing.
Yes. If you were going to make a dish, like, this is kind of like the question of like aphrodisiac stuff, right? But like ignoring the science of it.
Sure.
If you're going to bake your horniness into an item or cook, I suppose you could bake or cook. What item are you choosing? Like, eclairs are phallic, I suppose.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I'm just trying to think, because, like, what is it, like, something that would make me horny or my partner horny?
I think it's intended to make for them both? Horny, but, like, maybe it ends up being both because they both eat one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I guess it has to be a dessert because me and my intended target have very different taste buds. Mm-hmm. And I would say something like a tomato. I love tomatoes. He would say cheese.
I love cheese.
So I feel like it has to be a dessert. So I'm going to go with some sort of cheesecake moment or something.
Okay.
And then, so nice little combo. Lick it off their lips. It could be sexy. It could be hot. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're probably going with cheese.
Definitely cheese. Something including cheese. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's just cheese in general or maybe even a cheeseburger. Make my love into a cheeseburger.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's
you are wild and crazy.
That's what they say. And they end up this is the weirdest fucking scene. And this is a movie with magical crabs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
The scene where after they eat the eclairs, he's showing her where the restaurant's gonna be. They end up dancing. And
yes,
it's so fucking weird and out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, because we're floating on fog and then we're fucking on fog. We're fog fucking the fog.
That's what the eclairs do.
It does a lot, and it especially helps you experience pleasure in a lot of ways. One of which is fucking on the clouds in the fog.
In the fog, yeah.
And they seem to be getting along just great, but these two just keep getting into their own way because he is, like we said, a comitophobe, and he kind of starts freaking out because he's like, oh no, I can't fall in love. I can't have four dates. And everybody is talking about their relationship as well, which is also freaking him out because this is a huge issue. Men that have either never been in relationships before or are very squirrely around relationships really don't like it when you talk about a potential relationship with them because they start getting very in their head about it. So he starts freaking out about it because he has an assistant, a pretty who is this woman? Because she's famous.
Yes. The character's name is Lois and the actor's name is Patricia Clarkson. The main thing I know her from, and I will not apologize for, is that she plays Tammy Swanson in Parks and Recreation. She is Ron's first ex-wife, Tammy.
That's not how I know her. How else do I know her?
She's in a ton of things. So let me run you down. So you never watched House of Cards. I can't imagine. She was in that. There's a show, State of the Union, that she was in. Did you ever watch Sharp Objects, the miniseries?
Oh, I did.
So she was in that. She also was in Easy A. I'm pretty sure she plays the mom.
Yes.
I recognize her from that. So she's very famous. She's been in a lot of things. I'm scrolling. I'm still scrolling on her IMDb. There's just a lot there.
Yeah.
I loved her. She is obsessed with who is it? The owner. She's obsessed with the owner of Henry Bendel. So here's the thing. She knows what she's doing because she's aiming high. You know, she's aiming for the rich, 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 rich. You know, Tom is rich. Jonathan Bendel, rich, rich, rich. So she says, I'm going to take these eclairs and I'm going to feed them to him. And he, again, they're horny eclairs. It works. They get it on in the elevator Grey's Anatomy style.
Who got it on in the Grey's Anatomy?
Oh my God. You never seen Grey's Anatomy. Listen, Sarah, if it's one thing we know about Grey's Anatomy, it's that they be fucking in elevators. Literally on call rooms and elevators, that's where you go to Pound Town. Those are the two places. Nowhere else but elevators and on-call rooms.
Wow. Okay.
Everyone's having sex in elevators. And the thing is, though, you can't really... First of all, what if there's an emergency? You probably shouldn't be fucking in an elevator. I'm just saying.
No, I would do it. I would do it.
I mean, I'm not saying you wouldn't do it. I'm just saying if you were a hospital staff member, what if someone's on a gurney needing to get down to the OR and you're too busy boinking in the elevator?
I mean, it would be a big problem. Yeah. And then to answer my earlier question, I think about sex probably not 283 times a day, but definitely more than zero.
I mean, there's a big gap between those two numbers, but yes, that's fair.
Yeah. Maybe 193 times a day. Should I count one day?
Why not?
Then,
that would be fun.
But then I'm going to be thinking about it more.
You're going to think about it more because it's the self-fulfilling prophecy. So, so this works. She's boinking Jonathan Bendel. And because of this, like you said, Tom starts to lose his mind. He is like, she's a witch. That's the only reason.
Oh, yes.
She's a witch.
Yes. Okay. So then it becomes basically the Crucible. Talking about big, serious topics. Okay. So now it's a witch hunt because he does not like witches. That's the one thing that he does not like.
He's anti-magic.
Yes. He likes food. He likes the finer things. He likes his spreadsheets. He loves money. He likes Crab Napoleon and eclairs. This man hates witches.
Yeah.
So Willow, be gone. And she's not a witch. It's just the crab.
Now, the crab is the magical part, but she's benefiting from the crab magic.
Now, the funny thing is that the crab is everywhere and nowhere at once. And she never really addresses the crab.
No, there's never once mention of, hey, why do you have a rando crab hanging out in your kitchen? Isn't that a little unsanitary? Maybe we should cook it and eat it. Never, not once a mention.
No.
And it's never also mentioned, like, I mean, she questions why suddenly she's really good at cooking.
And she thinks it's the earrings, her mother's earrings.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And I loved when her sous chef is like, it's just because you really want it. That's why. Like, mm-hmm. she didn't want it before. So now is when she wants it.
It's pretty wild. Okay, this is what's going to – I also want to bring up that I have recently – watched the famous also foodie chef movie Ratatouille recently. What do you think about Ratatouille?
Did you watch this because one of the baby names you were talking about was Remy?
I don't like that. Adam brought it up because of Ratatouille.
Okay.
Ratatouille is a movie that Adam actually likes. You know, he hates movies.
Yeah.
Like, he likes Ratatouille. And it is revolting to me, that entire movie. Yes,
I agree. The concept is fucking vile. It's so gross. Like, there's a rat just hanging around in the kitchen.
Yes.
Like, that's gross.
And that's what I was kind of thinking throughout this, because I was just like, oh, like, the crab is just like always there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like the crab doesn't cook the food, but Remy,
he just gives the magical juju to make the good food happen.
And the gross thing about Ratatouille is all of Remy's disgusting little rat friends just hang out in the kitchen. And I was supposed to enjoy this movie. It was horrible.
It's so funny that you bring that up, because I recently, like, over the past, let's see, how recently was it? Over the past like 2 years or so, maybe, I would say, Will and I did a Pixar rewatch. So we watched all the Pixar movies and we ranked all of them.
Yes.
So I'm pulling up my spreadsheet now so that I can find Ratatouille counts, right? It's okay.
Yeah,
I found where Ratatouille is. So I want you to guess.
There you sound 20... like a fucking robot saying that word.
Ratatouille. Okay, so there are 27 Pixar movies.
Okay.
Where do you think Ratatouille ranked on my... I don't know how to say it any other way now. Ratatouille. Just don't pronounce the T's.
Ratatouille.
Okay.
You're 26. No, you hate Cars. You hate Cars. So
all three Cars movies at the bottom of my list.
24.
No. It was higher than that. It landed at 13.
Where did it land for Will?
Will had it at 15.
Yeah.
So we feel similarly about it.
Will has he has integrity. He doesn't like rats touching his food either.
No. My number one movie, and I stand by this, Coco. Coco's incredible. Yeah. Anyway, go see Coco. You go, Glenn Coco. Okay, anyway, back to the movie. So yes, so this magical, mystical crab is causing all sorts of nonsense. Amanda doesn't question. She kind of questions it, but she's like, I guess I'm just great now. And so they're kissing. He thinks she's a witch. Now, she goes, like, they have this whole thing where it's like she's like thinking about him, he's thinking about her, like, she wants him to come to the restaurant, he thinks she's a witch, so he's afraid to, kind of like a back, back and forth thing. He brings her this, like, what was it? A vanilla orchid or something? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Maybe it was just a white orchid. Maybe.
I'm Googling this now. Any vanilla orchid that I'm seeing doesn't look like the one he was holding.
I think it was just a white orchid.
Okay. She creamed her pants over it, though.
Yeah. She was like, well, orchids are beautiful. So.
Sure, but she was really into it.
So she cooks him a dish with the orchid because she is a frugal queen.
Yes. Yes. And this is when, again, they start kissing and floating. And this is, Wait, what in the Willy Wonka shit is this?
Does he freak out now?
Yes. Okay, yes. This is when he loses it.
Okay. He's like, no witches. I can't be with you. Get out of here. And she's like, no, please forgive me. And then what happens, right, is that he has this other chef, but the chef for his restaurant doesn't like the knife that they got him. So he quits. And then Amanda is just so happened to be there to try to explain, like, hey, I'm not a witch. I just think that I have magic earrings. But in actuality, it's the crab, because the crab gets no props. And then she gets hired. So now she's opening the restaurant. She's in charge of his restaurant, which is a big job. Big job.
This is a choice. I feel like, okay, we went from like celebrity French chef to woman whose business was failing a week ago. Like, I don't think this is the move, but like, sure, go off.
Well, I think like the guy tried the eclairs and was like, oh, you're the person behind the eclairs. Like,
I had the best sex of my life last night after I ate that eclair. You're hired.
You're hired. And then, but the weird thing is that like, I feel like she's working on her own restaurant, but also his restaurant. So I don't really.
She's doing both.
Oh, she's doing both.
It seemed like she was doing. Well, no. You know what it was? You know what it was? She had closed her restaurant for like the weekend just to do the opening for his restaurant.
Oh.
But I'm assuming she's making buckets and buckets of money. So like, I guess it works out.
Yes.
But the problem is, and she's up against the sous chef at his new restaurant, hates her because he liked the French chef.
And also she sucks and she doesn't know what she's doing, honestly.
Right. But the thing is she's so upset because she thinks she's going to fail. One of her nasty, salty ass tears falls into the soup that's being served as the first course. And the whole restaurant starts sobbing.
That did happen. Yeah.
This is a movie, people. Like, it sounds like I'm making something up. None of this is made up. All of this actually happened. Yeah,
I really wish that this was the movie that I was relaying to you, because I think that you would be thinking that I was lying to you.
Completely. If you came on here and started spouting off about magical crabs, I would have definitely been like, nah, she's lying. Like, the horny eclairs, not real. That's a Sarah invention.
I did enjoy her crying into the soup, because if I was forced to cook, I too would cry, because I don't want to.
I don't like cooking either. I really, but you got yourself a husband who does like to cook. So that's good.
Yeah. I'm very lucky. So so she cries in the soup. Everybody is like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with your cooking. And I don't even know what happens after that, because there wasn't much conflict, because then she becomes famous. Like a famous chef. Then she can say she saved her own restaurant, I think. And next thing you know, he's like over the fact that she's, oh wait, there, because there's a ball. She has to go to like this random ball, because
it doesn't make any sense. I don't know if this is like part of the opening of the restaurant or something, but he is so impressed, because after she gets over the crying and everything, everyone like loves the food, because again, the magical crab, we haven't talked about this. The magical crab has traveled. He's traveled from her restaurant to the fancy restaurant. Sarah, I thought this was when the jig was going to be up. I thought magical crab was going to be hanging back at her restaurant, and then she'd go to fancy French restaurant and completely fuck everything up.
Yeah. Well, just like she never addresses that it was the crab. Like, she at least in Ratatouille, there was a moment where Luigi, or whatever the fuck, linguini,
Alfredo, isn't his name Alfredo?
I think it's Linguini. Like, eventually he was like, hey, just so you know, the only reason why I'm good at cooking is because of this rat in my hat. And like, she never did that. She legitimately thought that she was the good chef the entire time.
You know what we need to look up now? What is the lifespan on a crab?
On a crab. So the crab is eventually going to die. Like, tell me.
What kind of crab was it? You said you knew what kind of crab
it was. It's a pinky toes crab.
Pinky toes crab.
Or peaky toes.
Peaky toe. That's it. Yeah.
No, like the crab hasn't seen salt water in God knows how long. Who knows what the crab is eating? The crab only has top hats. That's all the that's what the crab is living off of, top hats.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you want to guess how long? This says Dungeness crabs. I don't know if that's the same thing.
It's very different, but
anyway. Oh, wait. Comparing crab species. Well, none of this are pinky toe crabs. Well, so okay. I don't know.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but crabs, if they're not caught and eaten, they just can live for a very long time and they just get bigger and bigger.
It depends on the type of crab. So okay. It says this is an Atlantic rock crab is the name of it.
From Maine.
Okay. From Maine. See all of these. Either way, the answer is years, no matter which type you're looking at. But like spider crab can live 100 years, whereas the ghost crab only lives 3 years. So she does have time. This is the thing. If she takes care of Mr. Krabs, then
she's not even acknowledging the crab.
He's going to get fed the fuck up. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to go to the next restaurant over and be like, I'm going to make you a fancy ass chef.
But then it's really like, how much control does the leprechaun have? Because the leprechaun, all the leprechaun wanted, who claims that he was a friend of Amanda's mom, was like, I just want you to be in love and to be successful. So like, but also...
I have bad news. I have bad, bad news for Amanda.
What?
The Atlantic rock crab, aka peaky toe crab, only lives up to 8 years. So she's got a deadline on this. She has an expiration date.
She has no idea. This woman is wearing the same earrings every day for the rest of her life because she's convinced it's the earrings. If wrong, like she never acknowledges that there's just like a crab in a top hat hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She's just like, oh, that's my crab.
He's just, don't mind him. He's just the crab that's there.
Like, what a lunatic. Like, at least if she addressed the fact that there's a magical crab, she wouldn't look like a crazy person bringing a crab from one restaurant to another and not cooking it.
I assume that the crab just followed her. Or like the crab appeared there. Like, I didn't
know. Well, they had him in a box.
But who's bringing the crab?
Maybe
chef?
I was going to say, I feel like the unspoken hero is actually the sous chef. Maybe he's the one who knows what's going on.
Because he's actually watching stuff instead of fucking in the clouds.
Exactly. He's too busy. He's not making fuckable eclairs. No. So, yeah. So it's through all of this, through Amanda's like incredible food and all the guests' reactions, that Tom is like, I can't just let her go. And so he like, was it in an elevator or something? He puts this dress that he wants her to wear.
Yeah.
Which is one of my pet peeves of movies, Sarah. Like, I guess if you're rich enough, you really can get away with anything. But like, I find it insulting a little bit when men are like, I've laid out this dress for you, you should wear it. And it's like,
very pretty woman. He put it on a mannequin and he was like, wear this. And then she wrote a note back like, no thanks. No, I don't think that she said that. But I think that she did take the dress, but the dress was very juvenile. It was like bright pink. It was like a prom dress. It was like bright pink. She had like a tiara on. She does show up at this ball / gala / celebration,
whatever this event even is that we don't know,
with the magical crab. He says, I forgive you if you're a witch. That's okay with me. I just can't give you up because you made apples that smoke. And that's very impressive. What was that? Like, did you like there was like this apple dish, or like, first they said like, like figs them, but there was apples and you cut into it and like smoke came out and everyone was like they were like sipping up the fucking apple smoke.
It's almost like, have you heard of those like bars in New York City where it's like, instead of drinking, you just like inhale the like
like one of those
smoke
like
of something
like gastropub or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's what it gave me the vibe of. Honestly, whenever like chefs include all that like extra zhuzh of like smoke and stuff, it just makes me think that the food isn't going to taste good.
Yes,
because it's all just like, you know, razzle dazzle, no substance.
It's like Chicago. Give him a razzle dazzle.
He had it coming. Is that Chicago or is that the other one?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, thank God.
Right.
Woo, yeah. Look at me and my musical theater knowledge.
Yeah.
But they end up together and we see the leprechaun, aka the godfather, like conducting the orchestra. So my question is
behind it all.
Yeah. My question is, when he goes away and when Mr. Krabs dies, like, one, are they going to fall out of love? And two, is suddenly Amanda going to be a shitty ass cook again?
I would hope so. I like,
let the magic die.
I like, honestly, like, this can't be forever, especially if you're not showing appreciation to the powers that, you know, give you such gifts, right? Like,
yeah,
it's one thing if you're like, you know, you wake up, you thank the crab every day. Thank you for what you've given to me. But he's like, you've given me nothing. Yes, you've brought me to the gala and I have my suit that I get to wear and my top hat. But what else are you giving me? Right? And like, she definitely doesn't acknowledge Mr. O'Reilly. Like, she doesn't know. She has no idea.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I want it to die with the crab because she doesn't deserve these powers. And I also felt like the two leads had almost no chemistry anyway. So like truly for them to fall out of like love, like who cares, you know?
Do you think that Sarah Michelle Gellar has better chemistry with David Boreanaz or?
Oh, easily. Yeah. Easily. Oh, really? It's a low bar. It's a very low bar. Sarah Michelle Gellar said that this was one of her least favorite films she's ever been in.
Why did you? I mean, we talked about why she signed up for it, but
her hair is looking quite tragic in this film.
Yeah.
I feel like bad saying it, but like it's just not the color for her. It's like a almost like a rust kind of color, and it's not
reddish
for her.
I mean, like I said, I think that it only makes sense for a 90s actress that's on a TV show to want to do movies to just get that, but it wasn't like she hadn't been in movies before. She was already in Cruel Intentions, she was already in I Know What You Did Last Summer. So I wonder, like, if, because I don't remember a movie that Sarah Michelle Gellar was in after this movie. I wonder if this changed her career.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe Scooby-Doo after that. She was like,
yeah, Scooby-Doo is definitely after.
Well, okay. Scooby-Doo is actually a great movie. And she got to be in that with her husband, which is very nice.
Yeah, Cruel Intentions was actually around the same time as this. It's also 99.
Yeah, okay. She was in a movie in between Simply Irresistible and Scooby-Doo named Harvard Man. Never heard of Harvard. Ooh.
No.
Harvard Man.
Apparently she was in The Grudge, which is interesting. I don't remember, but I believe it. And The Grudge, too. Anyway, yeah, this movie was, like, pretty dumb. It was funny, though, because it was so dumb.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not a rom-com I'll ever watch again. And I love a rom-com, but this was just bad. It was pretty bad.
Well, yeah, because there was no... She had a best friend. It was her sous chef.
Well, the dumbest part, though, was, like, so it's an hour and a half long, which I said, like, pretty good runtime. But she gets together with him so early that I had, like, clicked at one point to see how much time was left. And I had only watched half the movie. And I was like, the fuck is this?
Yeah. Well, the thing was that the only real strife between these two was the fact that he was like, I think you're a witch and I'm afraid of you.
Yeah. I hate magic.
I hate magic.
He's a magic hater.
Besides that, they like didn't really, because they had no chemistry. You're right. Like, they really did not.
And there was one guy, I will say, because, let's see, within the first, like, 2 minutes of the movie, she was talking to, it was the guy who let slip that her aunt wants to sell the restaurant. He's played by actor Gabriel Macht. He's famous because he's in Suits, but the reason I recognized him was because he was in this movie I loved called Because I Said So that has Mandy Moore in it. So when I saw her interact with him, I thought he was going to be the love interest. And I was really excited because I really like him. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, it's this other schmuck who I don't like. So that's sad because he's boring, but whatever. That's my strife.
Well, yeah. Did you feel like she was too young to like own a restaurant? Like, I felt like she
It's funny that you say this because originally they were casting for someone like in their mid 40s, but then it was like, oh, but Sarah Michelle Gellar. Okay, we'll make her younger.
Is he like much older than her, or
he's only the manager? He's not the owner. So like he's only the manager. Of course. Read to me like late 20s.
I think he is 12 years older than her. So I do feel like he felt a lot older. There was something off about this movie. There's a lot of things off about this movie.
A lot of things off. Yeah.
A lot of things off.
It was ridiculous. It was like silly. I don't think the movie was going for that though, you know?
You think it was being serious? It took itself seriously?
I think it's a rom-com. So like it only ever takes itself as seriously as rom-coms do. But it didn't make a ton of sense. They never really explained anything. And then it just ended.
Just like Severance. It's one and the same. Do you think that every movie should have a magic crab?
Sure. Why not? Throw one in for fun.
Did you like the puppet of the magic crab?
No, but like puppets just naturally kind of creep me out. So
I'm sad that he didn't even get a name.
That's what I'm saying. Name the poor guy. Even we gave him a name and we've only been podcasting about
What was his name?
I just been calling him Mr. Krabs.
Oh, that's not a name.
I mean, it's better more than they did for him.
They didn't even acknowledge him.
They didn't put him in a tank. They didn't feed him. He was left to fend for himself in this cruel, cruel world. Anyway, that's the movie. That's Simply Irresistible.
I feel like this was a fake movie.
It felt like a fake movie a lot of times when I was watching it.
Yeah, I feel like this could have been like an AI-generated movie, honestly.
Yes. Well, I'm really excited because next time I don't have to watch shit. I don't have to do anything. You know what I get to do? Show up.
Sit.
So, Sarah, what is the movie that you're watching that you're going to tell me about? It has Keri Russell in it.
It has Keri Russell. It is called 8 Days a Week, and it is a teen comedy. Almost, it is raunchy, almost like how... Almost
American
like
Pie.
American Pie. Not as quite. Okay. It doesn't go quite as far as American Pie, but it's definitely a movie that is not made for Jessica and I. It is made for a 17-year-old boy.
For a guy who likes eclairs.
Yes.
Like to touch his belt a lot.
Yes. And I won't go forward with anything else. I'll leave it to the imagination. Yeah. But
so that'll be our next bonus podcast for the month of January. So hopefully you stick around, you listen. Don't forget to subscribe, shit90spod.com. If you want to see everything we have going on, Buffy and Felicity Weekly, of course. Sarah, anything else you want to shout out? Anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, check out previously on Shameless on World One Podcast and just everything else that we're up to over there.
Yeah, go check it out. World One Podcast, check out Talking Shit, where I'm talking about Schitt's Creek. And that's all we have for you. So until next time, we hope that you find yourself your own magical crab and or leprechaun godfather to help you make your food taste magical. Bye, everyone.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.